Post that morning when those girls stick your ribs.
Hello, man. Well, we have hedges there. I couldn't notice the
I see the flesh quiver and goes
sauce them.
Balls of lead.
So he started coming down towards me. He says, don't be afraid. I don't mean no harm. So I got a little closer to him. And he started talking something about the dog.
And
then he says, we're friendly people. And don't mean no harm. I got to, you know, start shaking, you know, and getting scared. And by that time, I had my barn doors open. And then he came again to me. He says, well, you want to give me the dog? We'd like to have him. And I swore at him or something. Then he just kind of around. He says, well, I'll be seeing you again. And it was a round object, and it seemed to be holding down the ground and went up again and go about 10 feet high and then come down again and then come down to the trees there and come towards the barn again. And then all of a sudden it spun so fast around, didn't see the man there, and it zoomed right up in the air and left a big screen of smoke. A smoke or flare. Well, I said about 3 to 4 feet tall. Yeah. And I didn't see no flesh. The only flesh I seen was his face. And his flesh on his face was sort of like if you take a putty in your knife in your hand and you squeeze it like that. That's how his flesh was, you know, formed. Well, his arms were, according to his size, it was short. Well, I mean, he was all covered. He had sort of like coveralls on him. You couldn't see his hand, you know, his hands or other part of the body, but just the face and the ears. Well,
did they cover his hands?
Yeah, his hands. And on top his, the gloves, sort of a round object with shiny objects
on each finger.
But, it covers body to the neck, and then the only thing he wore on his head is like a tammy.
Like a Scotsman would have?
Yeah. What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I just fed the dogs and come back home and she started asking me questions and I told her about it and then
did you feed the dogs first before you got back in?
Before I come home, yeah. So and I started getting tears on my eyes and then she started talking to me again. I went upstairs and I come downstairs. I was, you know, very upset, you know. The next morning I got up and I went to work and I noticed some kind of green in between my fingernails. I looked at it. Oh, then I had green part on my wrist.
Well,
I noticed a green part late in the evening, but there was something in between my fingernails. What to me seemed like powder. I mean, it easily washed off, and, you know, and the next morning it was sharp.